Ever since President Carter invited the NBA's Washington Bullets to the White House in 1978, presidents of both parties have used the White House to celebrate championship teams as the embodiment of American virtues of teamwork, determination, and diversity. But President Trump's recent dust-ups with athletes who took a knee during the national anthem have jeopardized that tradition as the event has become wrapped in cultural wars. Here's USA Today White House correspondent Gregory Cordy. Gregory, what have you found?
The presidents have had sports teams in the White House going back all the way. The earliest recorded instance we can find of this is Andrew Johnson. Right after the Civil War, he invited the Atlantics.
Okay.
And the Washington Nationals, these were two amateur baseball teams.
Wow.
And, you know, Coolidge had the Washington Senators in, President Kennedy had the Boston Celtics in, but it really materialized under President Carter. He had the Washington Bullets in after they won the NBA championship. He had the Pirates and the Steelers in. They, of course, Pittsburgh had that great sports year, 1979.
Yep.
And then it just sort of took hold. You know, President Reagan loved a good sports story. He's a former news sportscaster, as you know. You know, he couldn't resist the whole win one for the Gipper mythology of his own sort of campaign. And so each president since then has sort of expanded them into women's sports, college sports, Olympic sports, until this, it's now become an institution. President Obama had six or eight just in his last year in office of these kinds of ceremonies. And presidents like them because, A, you know, who doesn't like to meet with your sports heroes? But also it's a great opportunity as president to sort of associate yourself with a winning team.
Yeah, yeah.
And to talk about these American values of teamwork and hard work and dedication and inclusiveness that sports provides the perfect metaphor for.
So along comes President Trump and seems to have turned that all upside down, which I guess to a certain extent may be what some of his supporters appreciate.
Yeah, well, so, you know, we're living in a highly politicized era where it's hard to separate the president as the head of state, as the president of all of the United States, with the policies and politics that he has. You know, Steph Curry, of the Golden State Warriors, expressed some hesitation about going to the White House. The president, President Trump, rescinded the invitation. And so that, in combination with all of these NFL national anthem protests we're seeing, I think it's going to make it really hard for a sports team to show up at the White House now. We'll just have to see. The Pittsburgh Penguins, a hockey team, which incidentally probably has more Canadians than Americans on it, it says that they're still coming to the White House.
Yeah.
To celebrate their Stanley Cup victory. But we're just going to have to see whether this is a tradition that can survive the Trump administration wholly intact.
We're speaking with Gregory Cordy, White House correspondent at USA Today. His piece is called Trump's Approach to Sports Breaks with Long Bipartisan Tradition. I thought the Pittsburgh Penguins approach really just it cut out all the controversy and the kind of the statement they made saying right with something along the lines of we respect the White House as an institution, politics are aside, we're simply making a visit to celebrate our, you know, Lord Stanley's trophy or something like that.
Yeah, and that's sort of traditionally what these ceremonies are about, and there's a bipartisan tradition here. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the 80s came to the White House and pretty much said, you look, it's no secret, I'm not a Republican. I don't necessarily agree with President Reagan's policies, but hey, you know, we're also all Americans, and I, you know, appreciate the gesture. And, you know, maybe that sort of respect for the office of the president is a bygone idea, the era of Trump. And look, it's an open question, and obviously I think people can debate this ad nauseum. Who is to blame for that? Is that President Trump who has diminished the respect for the presidency, or is it, you know, people, I think, you know, from Trump's perspective, you would argue that they're professional athletes who just oppose him, this sort of resist movement, the Black Lives Matter movement. But all of this comes from an increasing polarization in American politics.
Yeah, the disinvite from the president to the Golden State Warriors, has that been done before?
Never, so far as you know, and I've talked to a couple of experts on this. No one can remember a time when a president is disinvited, issued that kind of disinvite. But you know, the president has disinvited himself this year from the White House Correspondents' Dinner,
oh, yeah,
from the Kennedy Center Honors. There are a lot of these. It's not just sports. It's a lot of these other sort of cultural and political events, Washington events, that the president has said, you know, I'd be uncomfortable. There are people there who obviously oppose me. I just to make it less awkward for all involved, I think I'm going to stay home.
That's USA Today White House correspondent Gregory Cordy.